Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
That's all she wrote. With their season hanging in the balance, the Baltimore Ravens get the win over the Chicago Bears, 30-16, snapping the Bears' four-game winning streak.
Give Baltimore a lot of credit. You know, they came out and they played a physical brand of football just like you would expect. They were hungry, they were determined, and truth be told, I expected a little bit more out of our squad to counter that on up. So we fell short.
Go with a big formation, fake the handoff. Huntley looks the other way. Wide open! Touchdown! It's Kohler for Baltimore!
You know, it's our first game in a while, really all season, that we didn't have a takeaway. And so when that happens, you really got to play a clean game, and we didn't. You know, we're double digits in penalties once again. We're not scoring in the red zone.
Second and goal, Williams sets, throws.
Oh, no, short.
It is.
Oh, no.
They have no timeouts remaining. It's third and goal. The ball is at the one.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Tyler Huntley has brought juice to the Baltimore Ravens.
Like I said earlier in the week, we were preparing for Lamar, and then, you know, when we found out that he wasn't playing, then you know, we get ready for the next guy. He played really well, and we didn't do enough to affect him.
They put their trust in Snoop, and he has done the job.
Come on, Snoop! Snoop-a-loop! Snoop! No, cool, I'm cool. Bring your green hat, let's go! Come on, everybody, we're going!
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. With so much drama in the LBC, it's kind of hard being Snoop Deal Double G. Or actually, it seems pretty easy. We've got a fun show for you today. Kurt Warner is going to join us at 3 o'clock. Mark Potash is going to talk Bears with us at 4:25. The whole crew is here. Tanny and I are celebrating the 20th anniversary of the White Sox winning the World Series. Alex is here. That man is Matt Spiegel.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind. That was a grim football viewing experience yesterday. Injuries piling up, attrition on defense, no offensive excellence to rise above, the growing fear that your quarterback might be even further away than you think here on the developmental track. That was not a lot of fun.
And you played against a third-string quarterback who turned your lights out.
He really did. And I said in transition, and that, like, I felt like I was watching two quarterbacks who can't do everything that a top-tier offense needs to do. And Caleb still believes that he can, and I understand he's young and he hasn't been convinced of it just yet. Tyler Huntley knows exactly what he is and just chose to manage a game, protect the ball, sublimate his ego, and his team was able to win. And I think if Caleb did the same yesterday, his team would have been able to win.
Yeah, it does feel that way where you look at the performance and you go, oh, man, there was more there. There were more opportunities for the Bears offensively, and they're not getting to them. The thing that kept ringing through my head is what Olin told us last week when Olin said, what is this defense if they aren't taking the ball away at a crazy rate?
Takeaways, not being there yesterday, zero after 15 in a four-game span. You saw a lot of flaws.
Yeah, and they have a ton of injuries, and that needs to be put on the record. That you are talking about mixing and matching. You're talking about your fifth and sixth combo at cornerback right now. I don't think they were expecting to not have Kyler Gordon for 4 weeks.
Whew. Man, that thing. We talked about it the other day. We said, if Kyler goes on IR, that will be jarring. Consider that news jarring on Saturday, man. That is a weapon away from the defense and simple depth. I mean, what they did, they had McLeod and Nashawn Wright as your outside corners. Then when they went to the nickel, they put McLeod inside, and there's Jalen Jones outside.
Yep.
That's what you had. And it wasn't enough. But yeah, no, for sure. Look, all three phases have responsibility to share for that loss yesterday.
Oh, you mean HT not going to put the mic up and do a little hot 10 for you this week? You might have some other things that he needs to work on before he goes up there to the Chuckle Hut on Thursday?
Nothing infuriates you like HT's unit. I mean, it just...
it's.
You get infuriated by the unit of HT.
It bothers me that special teams is a problem for the Bears. It bothers me more that the special teams coordinator loves to yuck it up and loves to tell you about what's going on. Why don't you fix what's going on special teams first? He's got a hot 10 for you.
Where is
Richard Hightower, H-Mac?
No, his name is HT. You coach the man for almost 3 years. You don't even know his damn nickname. His name is Stinger. That's his name.
That guy after the performance yesterday, dude. He should be real quiet walking around down there. Just make it so that no one sees you.
That Dallas defense.
Oh.
They give up almost as many yards as the Dallas offense gains.
Yeah. You have Dak playing at like an MVP level, and then he looks around like, wait, how many points did we give up? 44.
That
seems like a lot.
I was troubled yesterday. I found myself a little scared. I want to live in the place of optimism. Lawrence,
that's your whole thing.
Well, it's your bit. I desire to live there, and the common sense would say to be patient and be optimistic here on the quarterback development track. But I was just. It's the moments of the lack of football awareness that really kind of freaked me out a little bit yesterday. Like, not running out of bounds after that 22-yard gain is a really weird lack of football awareness. The throw to DJ Moore in the back of the end zone at the end, when he decided to lead him, even though he was standing in the middle of the back of the end zone, wide open, he just decided to throw it sidearm through the window that he saw and assumed that DJ would have known that was coming. That was weird. And then his interpretation of the interception after Ben's interpretation of the interception.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Let's hear them discuss the interception. This is Ben, then Caleb on that.
And what was your vantage point on the interception that Caleb threw there?
I didn't quite see it. I'll have to check it out on film just one more time. Just in my mind, there might have been another option that we could have gotten to.
What's your read on the interception?
Yeah, it was a good read. Rome, man to man with the guy that caught the pick, and I just didn't give a good ball to Rome.
You leave the Mariners out of this.
Julio Rodriguez with a thought. That was not a good read.
It was not.
I mean, what's the read? The read there is...
It's never a good read when the DB is running the route. Like, that's not good. Because, and it might not have been a great route either. I would need a wide receiver expert to help me on that. I wonder if Rome could have flattened that out a little bit more. Maybe. But when you see the DB be like, I know exactly what's getting ready to happen. I'm going to run the route for the receiver. I'm going to cross his face and pick this ball off. And he was running towards another defender.
Did you read the DB after? Bigsy talked to him.
What did he say?
Marlon Humphrey said, yeah, I got burned by two crossers earlier in the game. I wasn't going to let that happen again. I'm paraphrasing, but that was basically it. It's a veteran DB who's like, oh, yeah, I saw what they were doing. Right. So I was just going to go ahead and go for that.
And then I ran the route.
What I did is I ran the route and I undercut the thing and I was right there.
It.
Yeah. Did you guys see that part where I caught
it? Where I caught it and I almost scored on
it? Yeah. He wasn't throwing it to me, but I'm the one who caught it. And I mean, that was, if anything, it's a very, very late throw. Like you could throw it at the break maybe, but that's not a good read. So that's a lack of understanding. Those are three. And there's others. There's little things like the feet were bad a couple of times on a 3rd and 7 to end that second drive. Well, so they set up for three again. But the lack of football awareness is the stuff that scares me.
Even with the DJ Moore thing, and I'm with you on that, there's the thing that bothers me the most is exactly why did you drop down three quarters for that throw? This has become a thing for me when I'm watching quarterbacking on every single level. I get that at times you do have to make a matrix throw and that there are a lot of guys in the NFL that are capable, well, not a lot, but there's a bunch of guys in the NFL that have gotten really good at it and it makes everyone else think that they can do it.
Yes.
Caleb is a guy that can do it.
Sometimes,
okay?
When necessary. But
I think that he often reverts to doing flat-footed throws instead of standing there pointing at the target, or at least having the back foot pointed at the target,
yeah,
and letting it rip. And he did it on the goal line, and I'm like, why did he throw that ball like that?
Because there was a lane with which to do it, I guess, but he thought that it, I don't know, that it would look cooler.
I don't know if this is like the Steph Curryization of the NFL. If everyone thinks that they have to kind of do it like Mahomes,
I think it's a Pat Mahomesization of quarterbacking. I think you're on it, and he's been hearing that forever. And we touched on it last week that when possible, have good mechanics. And Brett Favre is the one that I came to who learned that eventually. It took him a while. I know Mike Holmgren broke that kid.
I mean, that's broke why him. He ended up in Green Bay.
Yeah, because Atlanta's like, yeah, no way.
It'll never happen.
Right. And one guy who didn't learn it, you and I have both gotten here at different times. But Caleb Cutler is a name that came out of my mouth in the past. And came out of my mouth yesterday as I'm sitting there and watching it. The arrogance to think that your arm is good enough to squeeze it into a window. The arrogance to think, the ego to think that you don't need to have the good mechanics and set your damn feet when you actually have time to do so.
He hasn't gone full Cutler, and you never want to go full
Cutler. Don't care.
Yeah, I think that it's such a fine line, and I want to be fair about this as I can be. Anyone who plays that position has to be almost close to sociopathic. They have to believe that they can make that throw, they can make that run, they can move a safety with their eyes, all of that stuff. So I understand where it comes from. It's a matter of when is the point when you understand that you have to submit a little bit to the game itself. Now, I would have thought that last year, and I don't like the idea of like a humbling, but with all of the things that Caleb went through last year and as many times he got hit, now granted, he's not getting hit as many times this year, which is a great thing, and he showed to be a very durable quarterback, I would have thought that some of those lights would have clicked on I'm not playing Oregon State. I'm not playing against Cal. These are the guys can make plays. And so
yes,
in some of those games, you could be late on throws and your wide receiver maybe catches it a little bit behind him and is able to make something happen because of the inferiority of the players.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about it on Friday, Speaks. It's a proud football team that they play.
Dude, that's a thing. And you knew that some of those guys were going to step up. It's Nate Wiggins who made the pick, not Humphrey. So my mistake for interpolating them.
I think Humphrey almost, he jumped a route earlier in the game. game and almost came up with it too.
Here's the quote from Nate Wiggins after the game. First quarter or earlier in the game, they threw two crossing routes and I had them completed on me. That time I read it. I said, you're not going to get it again. And so that's Nate Wiggins thoroughly reading it. And he did make a great play on the game. And it is unfortunate, as Caleb said, where it was on the field. It's just, you got to be the one that helps your team rise above in a game like that. That is the expectation of the position and your pedigree at the position.
That's where I think we're at. Like, are you able to elevate the team through your play? Are you, can you do that? And I'm not sure if we can point to any game outside of the Dallas one and say that it was because of him versus it was because of a full team effort. By the way, full team effort is great. Full team effort will get you to the playoffs. It will. It will. But you're hoping that as this goes on, and still really early in this particular relationship,
yes,
that we get to the place where he's the difference maker.
Well, that's the hope, Lawrence. There was a stat that was offered in that game yesterday that affected all of us as we watched.
Oh. Why don't you share that? Let's take a break and let's talk about that, all right? There was something that it gave Spiegs the old heebie-jeebies when he saw it. We'll share that with you, and we'll talk about some other things as it pertains to Caleb. Next, here on the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Score.
We got rid of it quickly. That has not been the case, at least if you look at the numbers this season. He's been holding onto the ball longer than any quarterback in the NFL.
He has, and that's where we talk about that Superman cape. He thinks that he has a lot of time, or he decides to scramble out and create more time, which then inflates those numbers. But it's all about what you do once you're on the run that they're trying to improve.
Completion rate is excellent right now. 7 of 8 through the air for Williams.
That was it, Lawrence. The stat was time to throw. Time before the throw. And Caleb Williams this year, so far, is one of the three worst in the last decade.
Oh, yeah? Who might the other people be on that list?
Justin Fields in 2023 with the Bears.
I remember that being used as an argument to how you had to move on from Justin Fields.
And Josh Allen in 2018 with the Bills before he went with Brian Daboll. So that's pre-revolutionary change to Josh Allen, which is what we used to talk about hope with Justin Fields.
Justin Fields forever.
And Caleb.
He didn't even come close.
You are reduced to hoping that Justin Fields has the Josh Allen transformation, which is like, first of all, great band. I saw him at Bonnaroo, the Josh Allen transformation.
But they got their start in Wyoming?
Yeah. And then finally, they let a black guy in the band. Finally.
And then that's when things changed.
That's when the transformation really took place. but you're left hoping that Caleb has that kind of awakening, which is so, so rare in the NFL. It's the dream. Everybody uses, well, it did happen with Josh Allen, and we did it for Fields, and now we're left hoping that it happens for Caleb, too. He just extends plays too many damn times and extends them too long when he does.
What's crazy is that it's clear that he's talented. It's clear that the young man has got some talent. And it's a matter of you don't have to show all of your talent, all of the time. Like, some of it is managing. I get that you have been in the glamour position. You have been the star of stars in college football. You were the number one pick overall. There's going to be times when you're just checking it down to DeAndre Swift, or you're throwing a ball at someone's feet because the play is dead, or you're throwing it out of bounds, or you're running out of bounds.
Or you're just choosing to run like he didn't last week, and he did this week, but then he didn't get out of bounds. You're just choosing to run to get some yards and extend the thing. Or you're scrambling a little and using that and then making the quick available throw that's there instead of looking for the magical Superman home run every time. He ends up scrambling all the way to the sidelines and then firing something that sometimes could be caught, Roma Dunze.
Yeah, that ball's got to be... Receivers catch that rollout throw to the sideline, that scramble to the sideline throw.
You don't have to extend it as long and as far as you're extending it every single time. That's how that number gets as high as it is.
Yep. I wish I felt better about where he was with game situation, because I do think the talent is there, and people have kind of had to bring me over to that side of it when it comes to the evaluation on Caleb. I think there's greatness there. I'm with you on that. It's okay. Like, it's going to be all right. Yeah. For you to have a game like Snoop had yesterday is fine. And it continues to give, like, the winning allows for you to have time to make things better.
Absolutely. That's it, dude. Just do whatever you need to get the win and know that eventually we will all see your specialness. We'll see it. It's kind of like a guitar player just doing what is needed for a song, as opposed to showing you every bit of chops that he has on every track because he's so desperate to show you everything he's learned and can do. Just do what the song needs, man. That's all. There was something that Todd Monken apparently says about Lamar Jackson that was striking yesterday, because we used to talk about
that he was ready to start and they felt like they could win with Snoop Huntley instead. That they lied about what happened in practice on Friday, and that the league should probably do something like fine them for it.
Your football sensibilities are insulted by the fact that they seem to think they could win without Lamar.
Well, there's two things that I'm mad about. That's one of them. And the other thing is that I went through this as a reporter when Brett Favre did this.
Joe Webb?
Favre and Joe Webb. That was the Joe Webb game, right? I think so.
No. That was the game where he got the Corey Wooten treatment after being out. Like, the designation was out, and they started him.
Sorry, Lawrence, you know I'm confusing you with the fantasy fiasco that putting Joe Webb as a running back, and then people could play him at quarterback, or maybe it was the opposite of that.
Was it Adam Harris or B-Mac? It was Adam Harris. Shout out to Pac-Man. We saw him over at Wrigley.
Yeah,
he's
we
a
did.
Good man.
Well, we'll get to all of the Lamar shenanigans and all that stuff at 325.
Don't like it.
But Todd Monken referred to Lamar as something kind of wonderful, and they referenced it on the broadcast yesterday.
Yeah, there we take a look at Todd Monken and what he was able to design here in terms of this little jet sweep, but he's had to try and figure it out this year. You start out with Lamar Jackson, who is one of one. Todd Monken calls him the Eliminator. He eliminates any mistakes other people may make.
I love that. The Eliminator. Because he eliminates mistakes because he's just that good. Quarterbacks can be referred to as the great deodorant. You know, that they will take the stinky phases of your football team and render them less relevant because they'll make plays. And Caleb's not ready to be that, but he can't be the one that compounds the problem. He can't be the guy that makes it worse. And yesterday, Caleb made it worse. And frankly, when you're drafted that high, you're supposed to have some games where you are the guy that is the reason you win. You're supposed to be the guy that helps you transcend it. And he was exactly the opposite yesterday.
Yeah. There's a part of me that feels like a lot of this has to do with maturation. And I mean, as a player, where it's like, hey, we've had success. We're on a win streak. Things are fine. I've reached the level that I need to reach. And then you get beat in a game like this and you go, man, what happened? Well, what happened is in this game, the defense didn't take the ball away four times and you were stuck left to your own devices on having to win a game, and you made mistakes and they weren't covered up with what your defense was doing. And the other guy just kind of played it simple, took what was there, looked for opportunities to make a couple of plays, made a couple of plays with his legs, then handed off to Derrick Henry, watch him do his thing, and that's how you walk away with a win, which then looks like a blowout because it's double the spread before the Lamar Jackson news. You lost by 14 points. You know, like it's 16 points. 16 points. So, I mean, it's
not 14.
No, 14.
Right.
14,
yeah.
Right?
30, yeah, no, it's crazy to look at that final score. It doesn't feel plausible, especially based on your first two drives.
Yep. That looked good. And then things went really, really bad.
Let's see what Kurt Warner thought of the game.
One thing I hear a lot of casual say is
that Kurt Warner is next.
I am wondering if he saw it differently than we saw it.
He often does.
We'll find out next. Kurt Warner joins us here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.